Turn to Psalm 92:10 for a moment. What are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do for us? We have to be in an anointing, a certain anointing for what's going to happen tonight. Yeah, Psalm 92:10. The latter part of that verse said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That's very, very important. Say, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now, no matter what we're trying to do in the scriptures, no matter how much we read, how much we pray, if we're not anointed consistently with fresh oil, it will never mix right. Okay, yeah, fresh oil. So tonight, in this service, all of us, each one of us, have to be anointed with fresh oil. And then when the ministry of the Spirit begins with the Word, you'll be able to partake of it, all right? So I just say you, I say it now, and you say yourself that I'm anointed with fresh oil. Now, listen, I want you to stand. You might want to take notes standing up, I don't know, for a few moments. But a fresh health anointing be upon you now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll take it.
Fresh health all the time. Flowing in health. Strong in health. Overflowing health. Flourishing in health. Now listen very carefully what, as past founders and pioneers and pace setters in the apostolic, listen very carefully. You must learn how to keep your health in place. You must learn how to keep your health in place. Physical health is the presence of God in our body. Respond wasn't good enough then. Physical health is the presence of God in our body. Why most of the church don't have faith for health? Most of the church don't have faith for health. Why we just keep believing for healing with no wisdom how to help our body? With no wisdom how to help our body. We're just praying for healing, but we don't have no wisdom at large in the body of Christ. Okay. How to help our body. I said, well, how to do what with our body? Help our body. That's one I want to emphasize before we sit down and start teaching. Maybe I've said it already, but I'll say it now. Healing is the pathway to health. Healing is not health. It's the pathway to health. When health arrives, you got to know how to keep it. Now listen very carefully. The time has come. Listen very carefully. You here for a reason. There is a remnant. What I said, there's a what? That means it's not going to be everybody. There's a remnant in the body of Christ about to grow up. Now listen what the last part of this thing says. And step into their sonship inheritance of health from God through Christ. Now I'm gonna say that one more time because I want you to make sure that you understand what the Spirit of God is teaching you, because you see, you're anointed with fresh oil.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, now listen what he said. The time has come. There's a remnant. I'm not gonna be left out. In the body of Christ, about to grow up and step into their sonship inheritance of health. Health is a sonship inheritance from God through Christ. All right, you may be seated. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 3. We're going to deal with wearing the health anointing without measure. We'll write it down. Wearing the health anointing without measure. In other words, there's no sickness, no disease that can come on my body from this day forward, because the anointing that I'm wearing, I'll measure it. Nothing incurable, nothing impossible for me to walk in my health, because my anointing is without measure.
Yes, sir.
My anointing does not respect no disease, no sickness.
Yes.
It's stronger and more powerful than any satanic force can be put against my body.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I know all of you want to be like Jesus.
Yes,
I mean, if you say if you want to be like Jesus. And so I want to read a few verses here to emphasize how Jesus functioned. In John 3, I want you to look at the 27th verse, because this covenant of health, this revelation on health, it has to be a revelation. It cannot be just information. So we need the Holy Spirit. Say, I need the Holy Spirit. Help me hear, Holy Spirit. Help me understand. Help me have wisdom for my health. Here in John 3:27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. So we're talking about heaven help. It has to be given to us by revelation. All right, I want you to look at another verse. In order to verse 30. See, the biggest problem for your health is not Satan. It's I. It's self. So he must increase. And he increased by revelation, by his word. By me ministering to you, he increased in you right now. And then he wants you to decrease.
Yes, sir.
I must decrease. Because
yes,
I messed me up.
Yes,
that's why the Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Because I self will rise up. And I want to bring you to verse 34. Verse 34. For he whom God have sent speaketh the word of God. Now listen to what he says. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. Now, we put Jesus all by himself and thought that was just for Jesus. But turn to John 7:37. John 7:37. How thirsty are you? How hungry are you for your health? Have you normalized with the system and normalized with the normal church about your health and just on a healing wall pass and not knowing that you can take your health back and keep it?
Yes,
I can take my health back and keep it. I can take my health back and keep it. Health is my sonship daughter to you, see. Inheritance.
Yes.
But I have to be a son.
Yes, sir.
You notice why I said that the person didn't have the inheritance in Galatians chapter 4 while we're walking through here? Huh? If you have certain things, but you can't get it until you walk in your sonship. Not in religion. Not just going to church. As long as you're a servant, you're going to be a slave to sickness and disease. But when you start walking in your sonship, you got me? As the daughter of God, you're not going to be a slave to sickness and disease. You're not going to be slave to what religious teach you about health and how far can you go? You can go all the way.
Amen.
You follow me? So health, your health is a sonship inheritance. From Jesus dying on the cross, it's already paid for. I'm going to use a word now. Because of us improperly teaching you, you have sellers for less. So apostolically now, the Lord has pushed me into this anointing as a pathfinder, as a pioneer, as a pace setter. That's what the apostle job is in the church, to set pace in the spirit realm for the prophet, the apostle, for the prophet, the teacher, and the pastor to follow suit. And so God, apostolically, God bringing to you your sonship right to be healthy. Okay. You have to know it before you can carry it. All right. So I want you to just put down Galatians 4, 1 through 6, and you read that so to see how whatever you're not getting that the Bible says is yours, whatever you're not walking in that the Jesus have paid for, is because you don't have enough sonship revelation. Okay. Yeah, you got to step up. And so what happened is Satan really wants the church to be regular. Just like everybody else. But we're not regular. See, revelation make us different. Are you following me? Now, where did I tell you to turn? I didn't tell you nowhere? John 7:37. Yeah, that's right. John 7:37. Because I want you to see that tonight the Lord wants to give you the spirit I measure for your health. In other words, there's no scientific or sickness or disease they can name that, because I read in my reading, all sickness and disease actually is malnutrition. All them different names came to know what kind of medicine to give you. Got to have a name for it. But it's really one, that's one sickness. All sickness comes from one thing. I'm not agreeing with Satan about my body. My body belongs to the Lord. My body bought with a price. And my body is designed to glorify God. And you cannot glorify God living in sickness and disease. I didn't say it wasn't going to try to come, but you need to know how to tell it leave. And never get discouraged on the journey. I hear in John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood, and when Jesus standing, I pay attention, and cried. He cried out loud and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow unmeasured anointing. Glory to God. Same thing in John 3:34. Rivers of living water, but this speak he of the spirit which they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified, but we're in the area where he is given and he is glorified. Amen. Now begin to take notes here. I'll give you some more scriptures in a little while, but I want you to look at wearing the hell anointing without measure. And I want you releasing the hell anointing without measure. We'll overcome all sickness and diseases as we mix it with unlimited faith. You want me to repeat that?
Yes.
You need to hear that again. Say, I need to hear that again. While I'm anointed. You know you are anointed, right?
Yes,
yeah, because I can't help you if you're not anointed. Because I'm teaching out of the anointed.
Yes.
Releasing the health anointing without measure will overcome all sickness and diseases as we mix it with unlimited faith. Turn to Matthew 9. I think this is going to be a good insight for you and why some of y'all will step into your health tonight fully, because you're going to see something here that is so important. 9:27, Matthew 9:27. No, that's not the one I want. He don't want me to see it. Well, you can't put new wine in old bottle. Find that scripture. Where Junior gone? What Matthew 9:27 say? Well, I got it in my note. Maybe when Jesus parted in the blind man, Father, because, no, that's not what I want. 9:17. I'm typing. I put a 2. I was supposed to put a 1. I'm pecking and landing. I'm not really typing. Now, how do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottle break? And see your mindset. That's what I'm trying to say. See what God is doing tonight. He's changing our mindset.
Yes,
and he's changing our anointing so our anointing can be receptive to new territories that the majority of the church not walking in. Can I say this another way? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? See, you can't see this talking about help is new wine.
Yes,
but you can't put it in a traditional mindset. You can't put it in 900 people in the church and 800 in the line get hand laid on them. Because they don't know they got the power. So, as a pathfinder, as a pace setter in the body of Christ, what we are doing tonight is talking about that you wear an anointing that can produce health in your body in every situation.
Amen.
An ever increasing anointing of health is upon me and within me right now. Not only within me, it's upon me. That can remove every yoke and destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Isaiah 10:27.
That's it.
Now look at this scripture. Now do men put new wine into old bottle. New wine, new wine here, we're talking about new revelation coming to the body of Christ beyond healing to health.
Yes, sir.
Then how to keep it.
Yes.
When the next pandemic comes, you should be so anointed. You're anointed above what everybody else is saying. I know what to do. I'm going in my closet. I'll be right back. Because it's something I know. I'm part of the remnant. Now listen, neither do men put new wine in old bottles, else the bottle breaks and the wine runs out. Now, I put out a word today. Hell, favor is on my table. Now, I got another word for you. Because you want to change to take care of your body, doesn't mean you don't have no flavor, but you change flavor.
Yes.
See, because you can make healthy food taste good. See, because the enemy playing with our mind, I can't eat that. Now, I'm going to say something. No, don't you take this poison, man. Because you're too dumb to cook it. Because you know the other old pattern so much. And so you don't think changes can be made. So you say you think you got to stay over here. Then you're still over here, eat hour and pray hour. And the eating nullify the praying. So you can have favor and flavor. Right there. I want the Holy Spirit to work with that. I can have favor and flavor. All right. So now, you notice that bottle. As the bottle break and the wine runneth out. See, now this revelation coming, if you don't take it in the new bottle, it's going to run out. Yes, see, after the night, you're not going to even think about this no more. It's just going to run out because the bottle couldn't hold it. And the bottle perished, but the new wine will be put in new bottles. And both are preserved. Yes. So this revelation got to be put in new bottles, new mindset, new understanding, new wisdom, walking in new grace, that it is possible, and that it has no age bracket. God dog, man. It doesn't matter how long I've been dealing with it. If I keep renewing my mind and keep receiving revelation along these lines, come to the point that I'm walking in unlimited faith. There's no way to stop me from walking in my inheritance of supernatural health. Write that down. Supernatural health. That means every miracle, every sign, every wonder is on your side. All nine of the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 is standing at your door knocking right now. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, the Son and the Spirit, the power gift, special faith, working on miracles, gifts of healing. Say, ooh, listen at him, listen at him. They're at your door right now. Whatever it takes for you to step in, all those gifts are there to back you up. Prophecy, divers kind of tongue and interpretation. Vision, dream. Got so much there ready to back you up to walk in places that at large the church have not walked in. Do you realize what's going on in your life tonight? Do you realize it's not a Sunday school class? Do you realize that God is using you as a pioneer for your family? If they might not follow, but you'll be able to tell them anyway. You'll be able to show them anyway. Now, here's, turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Because I want to talk about and place it in you, and you all my members and partners online, a health teaching anointing. In other words, I'm going to teach you some, but you're going to have to wear a health teaching anointing yourself. In other words, it can't be just a night. You got to have check and balance the rest of your life if you want to live in it. But the anointing, what you have, receive of him, abide in you. So you got it. You got a health anointing in you. All I'm doing is stirring it up. And you need not that any man teach you, because it already is in you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, including health, and it's truth, and it's no lie, and even if I've taught you, you shall abide in him. Yes. Question for you. Do you believe there's any sickness or disease in God? Do you believe there are any sickness or disease in Jesus? No. Watch out what you say now. Do you believe that there are any sickness or disease in the Holy Spirit? No. all of them live in you. All of them living in you right now. Are you following me? Come on now, can you hear me? See, I'm not talking about physical hearing me now. I'm talking about, can you hear me on the inside? Because I feel a precious Holy Spirit now. This is so real. So from this night forward, I announce that you wear a health teaching anointing. You're going to let that anointing in 1 John 2:27 teach you when you make a mistake or when you're going the wrong way or making the wrong decision. I want the Holy Spirit to not condemnation, conviction. Covenant. Now I want to show you a health finishing faith anointing. A health finishing faith anointing. What I said? All right, look at Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. And health finishing faith anointing you will wear after this night. Matter of fact, I release that on you. And this is where you do it. Looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. Can Jesus finish it? What he said in John 19:30. You know what he said in John 19:30? It is finished. So it's already finished. So your health already finished. Your health is already finished. We've been coming through all these little baboon streams in the church. That's why we're not walking in hell. We've been just letting people lay hand on us. The voice of healing, never the voice of health. The voice of health got to come to the body of Christ because things are about to get worse. God's vengeance is released. When Jesus talked about his anointing, in Isaiah 61, he says God is releasing his vengeance. All of this is not Satan, it's God is releasing his vengeance on people who are disrespecting and dishonoring him. Coming up with all these ideas and all these shows and try to bring them shows in the church with all them psychedelic light blinking behind people when they're preaching. We don't need them lights. I almost got that message to the Holy Ghost told me, said, leave them lights alone. You see, God bring you further in finances, then you go out there and get in the world stuff and bring in the church. A lot of preachers are going to get mad. But you just go turn on YouTube, you'll see all kind of lights. I mean, you think you're watching Beyonce. What are they trying to do? And yeah, don't tell me I'm old. You old. I ain't old. I'm bold. God got to have somebody seasoned to try to hold the church in Revelation instead of just jumping and all this stuff. Then in Hebrews 12:2, go back to Hebrews 12:2, help finishing faith anointing come by looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. And listen, it answers everything. I got pain. My blood pressure high. My glucose level high. My heart not, my leg hurt me. Well, look what it's saying. Look, you're just going through something. You're not going to something. You're not going, that's not your resident. Come on now. Y'all, I know you heard that. It's only temporary. If you got finishing faith, you finally, Jesus was on the cross, looked like he was defeated and blood going everywhere and everything. All of a sudden, he up. Like he never went through it. Declare and decree, all power is in my hand. You thought you had me, but I got up. So I control my best satan. I declare that your health is resurrecting tonight in your body. You didn't hear it. I declare, just like Jesus got up from the grave, your body about to get up from sickness and disease because there's a resurrection anointing. You see what I'm saying? So your kidney, your liver, your pancreas, your heart, all of it is resurrecting to its original plan of God. Your legs, your knees, whatever. don't know what happened. I want to know what's happening. You didn't hear me. You didn't get it. I don't want to know what happened in the past. Why you failed in the past. I want to know what's happening right now. I trust the Holy Ghost now. I trust Jesus now. I trust the cross now. I trust the resurrection now. I trust the mercy of God now. I trust the grace of God now. I trust the name of Jesus now. So something happening to my body. I'm going to help my body by using wisdom that God gives to me. He went through it. For the joy that was set before him. See, the joy that's supposed to be set before you tonight, this is only temporary. Now, I'm not going to die with this. This is not going to be with me the rest of my life. I'm going through it. Endure it. He endured the cross. Despising the shame. Look where he had not over. All right, sit down. I want you to write this down. Turn to Psalm again. Psalm 90. Turn to Psalm 90. Are y'all hearing me online? Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm hearing you. I'm here.
Are you getting anything? I don't. Are you, do you see we in another territory? Huh? Now, I made some bold statement Sunday. I'm going to make some bold statement tonight. Some of these things I'm saying to you, I never heard it before. Yes. Now, I read probably thousands of books. The apostolic have to come back full blast to the church. I remember I was in a meeting about 15, 20 years ago. The anointing became so strong until a pastor who was supposed to preach 2 o'clock said, man, I ain't going to try to preach at no 2 o'clock. I preached early morning. Then it had one of the greatest financial teachers came up during the time that anointing was so strong. I was in another world. And he put his finger in my face. I knew who you are. Now, we're not talking about me. We're talking about the assignment.
Yes, sir.
So you better know tonight where God's trying to bring you. You better know this is not Tuesday. When you get in the spirit, there's no calendar. You better know this is a moment in your life that the Holy Spirit want to anoint you with the truth that you can walk in it. Enjoy. In Psalm, let me see it. Yeah, Psalm 90 and... thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 9 and 12. I want you to write in your note, help wisdom flowing. Help wisdom flowing in me now. I don't care what tradition say. I don't care what religion say. I don't care what science say. I don't care what the medical world say. Help wisdom is flowing in me now. Look what this psalm said. 12th voice. So teach us to number our days. You got it?
Yes, sir.
That we may what? Help wisdom. Sickness don't begin in your body, it begins in your soul. Heart and soul are interchangeable. It begins in your mind. It begins in your imagination. It snaps all them. Putting all them pictures before you. You're at a certain age. This is what you got to have. Click up.
Yeah.
You're in a certain race of people. That's what you're supposed to have. Click up. And I passed you through this one already, but I'm going to give it to you. How thirsty and hungry are you for your health anointing? John 7, 37 through 39. How thirsty and hungry are you for your held anointing? We're talking about a held anointing now. Right? I love this one. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I wrote a book along this line. You can get it. Lord, my granddaughter got the bookstore open. I don't know if she got into the book, How to Frame Your World with the Word of God. I believe it was. Is that the way you did what, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
This is such a powerful verse. And I'll make a statement so you can get it. I want you to hear it. Framing help when your body is having challenges. Framing help. Know how to frame help when your body is having challenges. Look what Hebrews 11:3 says. If the whole world was framed through faith, and we know that in Genesis he did. That's what he did. Look what the third verse says. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So if the world was framed by the word of God, come on, help me. My help can be framed. But I got to watch who in my ear. Watch who in my eye. Stop accepting these lying false reports that denouncing God, denouncing the Bible. There's no book greater than the Bible. Through faith we understand. See, through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. Through faith it might be that we don't understand. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. That's very clear. Through faith. So frame and help when your body is having challenges. Now, you're not framing help with medicine. I'm going to tell you right now. The medicine is helping you to deal with the symptom, but it's not framing help because they're going to drop you. I've been too many times, I've been with some of the most expert doctors you could see and standing with my members, and the doctors come in, call them to the table, I go to the table with them, saying nothing else we can do. They tried, but if you had known, if they had followed instruction, they had known, they wouldn't have come to that last word. I'm not against you having to go somewhere and get something done for you if you have to do, but I'm trying to keep you from doing that. It's better that you don't be cut on.
That's right.
See? I'm going to tell you right now, and I heard the Spirit of God say, there's no shortcut to help. So you can get cut on all you want, you ain't going to no help. Help, you can go to help one way, by following God's plan. I'm not talking about the past. I mean, you got to operate on. I ain't talking about it. I ain't out here to condemn nobody. But I'm telling you, you listen to me now, you don't have to go no more. But if you put your confidence in men and not God, you going to the table, baby. And it ain't going to be that prepared table. Now, I know somebody get hot with me about this, but I don't care because I got assignment to the body of Christ. Let's aim. Let's swing at it. Let's aim to walk in help. And you got to know this body of Christ. You got to hear these things. So you use your faith to frame your help. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Give your body something to work with. Then give it time to work and it will. Give your body something to work with. Now, you know, I stood those people up Sunday. That wasn't just for diabetes. I mean, a heart problem, anything you're dealing with. If you give that body some time to do its work, but you're kindly putting something in there. So when the body was supposed to be doing something else, they got to fight that crap you didn't put in there. Fast and pray. This kind come out not by fasting and praying.
Come on.
Y'all was here. I stood them people up. And it's something like 21 days, they're going to have some ailment. Now, somebody said, well, diabetes type 1, they're born with it. Well, they ain't said they can't get rid of it. That's the further science can go. I know God can get rid of any kind of diabetes. See, because see, technically they're going to tell you now, a smart doctor said, now, pastor said that, but you know, type 1, nothing can be done about it. No, you can't do nothing about it, doc. You can't do nothing about it. God can. Whatever you born without, God can put it in there. All you need is faith. Is God the God of miracles,
yes.
Signs,
yes.
And wonders?
Yes.
Well, he hasn't stopped.
No.
But we accept all these reports, and nothing can be done about this now. You got to be on this the rest of your day. See, you become hopeless. You see, if you hope not in God, when you get this high report from supposed to be high people, then you just pray and take. Take what they say and pray to God. Man with disease in his feet. Yeah, he died. He had them on a feet disease. Oh, I'm going to preach about it before I get over with. No, I'm going to get to him. We're going to get to the feet disease before I'm over with. Before I get off this series, you know. All right. 1 Corinthians 9:27, you there? But I keep my body under, I bring it under subjection, let that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Well, we be talking about this church, talking about this big God, talking about Jesus died on the cross, talking about he rose up the third day and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he sent somebody called the Holy Spirit who anointed us to walk in another dimension, and we are cast away ourselves. I'm talking about from the pulpit to the toilet. It's not right, is it? It's not right. We got a God. You see, and it's not the people fault that it got to be, people got to be ministered to. Y'all have no idea what type of ministry you're receiving tonight. What? What? Do you know the Holy Spirit going to visit you?
Yes,
you'll be reading the Bible. The Holy Spirit says, you remember I told you that? What? Things going to start changing. Fear going to leave you because you're about to switch fear. You're going to switch the fear of sickness and disease for the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Reverence.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
I honor what you say. I believe what you say. I'm going to walk in what you say. I'm going to have what you say. I'm going to do what you say I can do.
Yeah.
See, the fear of the Lord, we're going to talk about that, a sevenfold anointing.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is the step of the anointing. The fear of the Lord is the step to the fear of wisdom, spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding,
yes,
the spirit of knowledge,
yes,
the spirit of might,
yes,
the spirit of counsel.
Yes.
The spirit, see the spirit, the fear of the Lord is the first prong on the ladder. You're going up,
yes,
then you go up to the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
And you go,
yes,
we'll get there.
Yes.
Now, seeking now we get a hold of Romans 12:1.
Yes.
Seeking we get a hold of it right here, right here. Give your body something to work with. Then give it time to work, and it will. You got 1 Corinthians 9:27. Look at Romans 12:1 now. I cannot, I'm talking right now as the Spirit talked to me. I cannot produce or give your body health unless you present your body to me. Or I cannot produce health in your body unless you give me my body back. You've given my body to man. You've given my body to the system. I keep calling you to bring my body back to me, and I'll make my body function like I designed it to function. I told you how my body supposed to function in Psalm 139, verse 14. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is your work.
That's it. Yes, sir.
But then he said, and your soul knows right well.
Yes.
The problem is our soul have not known right well. So here he says, and I hope, a lot of time I quote this verse without saying it right. I beseech you, dear brother, by the mercies of God. That's a whole lot there. By the mercies of God. God have mercy on us. Now you may not want to say this, but I'm going to say it. God have mercy on me, how I've let my body been ripped by the system. I need mercy to restore me. You see, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. See, but you can't start at that voice that you present. You need mercy. See, by the mercies of God. You're not going to do this on your own. You're going to leave here tonight and say, well, that's nice. Then go right back to walk down Hell Valley. Thinking you can't do nothing about it. You're so powerful. Look at me. You're so powerful as a child of God. You're so powerful. You can change this thing tonight. You're so powerful. Are you hearing me? Did you present your body a living sacrifice? The Lord is asking you, give me my body back. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Holy and acceptable God, what you do, read the result. Bring your body under subjection.
Yes.
That's 1 Corinthians 9:27.
Yes, sir.
Huh? But I keep my body under. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
but I keep, but the Lord keep my body under. Oh. And look, we're not that just keep it under and bring it into what? What that mean? Huh? I'm submitting my body to God. Do what you want with my body, Lord. Lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself be a castaway. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Y'all here online? Y'all hearing me? I don't care what country you're from. Hear me what I'm saying. It work everywhere.
Yes, sir.
What? I ain't gonna make it. What? Incurable. What? No, you're not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?
Yes.
How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost in you?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
What you have of God? And you're not your own? Look at the 20th verse. Look at the 20th verse. Let the word preach in you tonight. Oh, my health is paid for. Say it. Oh, my health is paid for. Oh, my health is paid for. God dunk it, body, get in line. I'm presenting you back to God right now. For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify. Glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. Glorify God. Give God the glory. I don't care how much you're being attacked. Glorify God in your body. 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 And in your spirit, what are God's? Not by might, no, by power, but what? By my spirit. It's a spiritual thing. Your health is a spiritual situation working on a physical body. You can't work on health physically alone. That's why vitamins and medicine alone not going to get it. ever, write this down, ever increasing help cometh to me now through the ever increasing anointing. Ooh, that's powerful. Ever increasing help cometh to me now through ever increasing anointing. And the key verse for this whole vision is Acts 6:8. The word of God increased.
All right.
Number of disciples multiplied, and a great company was obedient to the faith. See, you're going to have to be obedient to the faith. That's the theme of this whole ministry. Many years God gave me that.
Yeah.
And then the vision is threefold, sharing the life, pure the word of God, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. We just crossed the 10,000 mark.
Yes.
People getting saved.
Hallelujah.
And that everybody in connection with this ministry is a covenant winner.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And one of the winning factor in the covenant is health. Another one is wealth. Another one is joy and peace. No matter how it look. So everything I say, everybody on the side of my voice connected with this ministry tonight, I say everything you're dealing with is temporary.
Yes, sir.
That is not of conducive to you having a healthy body.
Yes,
now, when I talked about the fasting and praying in my study, if you keep something out of your body for a length of time, your body can take care of other business. And then the good cells can eat the dead cells up. But they don't have time to eat it. You done put something else in there they got to fight. So the dead cells just lay around and say, hallelujah, I'm going to stay here until you get sick. Destroying all yokes and removing all burdens against your health. Did you hear it?
Yes, sir.
Destroying all yokes,
yes,
and removing all burden against my health. As Isaiah 10:27, I'll go fast now. I got about 13 more minutes. I'm gonna close out.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. The anointing. No, wait a minute. I'm gonna go back up. Oh, my goodness. Operating in the sevenfold anointing of health. Isaiah 11, 1, 2. Look at that, please. Have mercy.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 and 2. The sevenfold. I might have to preach a whole. The sevenfold. And there shall come forth out of the raw stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. And look at the second verse. And the Spirit of the Lord. That's one aspect.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord on you?
Yes, sir.
Shall rest upon him.
Yes.
Look at it. The Spirit of what?
Wisdom.
And what else?
Understand.
What else? What else? What else? What else? So as you meditate that verse, you leave here tonight operating in a sevenfold anointing for your health. Recognize and permit the Holy Spirit to organize your God-given liberty to live in hell. Now, I can't repeat that, so y'all going to get on tip because I just said it. I look at my note and it changed completely. Recognize, what I said, recognize and let the Holy Spirit organize your God-given right for help, right? And the scripture you're going to use is John 8:32 and John 8:36. You shall know the truth.
Okay. Yes, sir.
32 and 36, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to find I'm gone. You're gonna love this one. Here, I'm going to make a bold statement again. You never heard this before. But it's crazy, man, making these bold statements. All the millions of people in the world. But I'm going to give it to you. The anointing releases my health identity by the Trinity. The anointing releases my health identity. Say health identity.
Health identity.
I want you to identify with health and know that you have a health identity that is on God's agenda for you when you lock in with Him. And that's Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing some people. Who was what? So all sickness and diseases finally become satanic oppression with your system. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Purpose not to defy yourself, Daniel 1:8.
Yes.
So from this night forward, you must operate in this threefold identity of health. I'm equipped by the Holy Ghost for supernatural accomplishment. When everybody walks from my side and say nothing can be done, supernaturally I'll get up and walk away.
What'd you say?
He's sitting right over there.
Yep.
He's sitting right over there. I walk down the hall with a doctor. She said, I ain't never saw nothing like that. Can't you do it? Health favor is on my table for the rest of my life. Psalm 23:5 and Psalm 5:12. Because tonight, the Lord, and we're going to look at those two verses, because tonight the Lord said, I'm going to put a shield of favor around your health. Look at Psalm 23:5. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Get from under the table. Eating from this world table. Get from under the table. The man was under the rich man table. The church been under the rich man table trying to get a flavor. You need to know about your health.
Yes.
Get to the right table.
Yes, sir. My God.
Yes, sir. Yes. What, I tell you the other voice?
Psalm 5:12.
Come on, Psalm 5:12. Now, tonight I'm saying that your health is surrounded with the shield of favor. If you follow instructions, just this one teaching. When I go back Sunday, when I go back to January,
yes, sir.
Yes, tonight,
yes, sir.
You can have all the health you want.
Yes,
isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking about God. God loves us so much. He's just pouring this stuff out, pouring it out. Come on, write these few more notes down. I don't take them back. I got two or three more things to say to you. I'm letting my Father take my health to another level. I'm letting Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. I'm letting my Father, good God Almighty, take my health to another level. Now, The sperm, I'm getting this from the Lord now. The sperm of hell never left you. So when he said, take my help, don't care how sick you've been, there are some help was left in you. All your help can't be taken away unless you give it away. So no matter what you're dealing with, you got some help on the inside of you. And when that help rise up, sickness got to leave. Man, you never heard that before?
No, sir.
Me tell me I can't hardly breathe, I still got some hell in me? Yes, sir. It's there, ready to activate. But you got to know what to do. Now you will listen, you've heard enough tonight from the Holy Ghost to know that when you're sick, you're still healthy.
Yes.
Now, y'all should have made more noise about that. My God, the Lord talking. I mean, he's talking to us. He's trying to tell you. I'm not through with you yet. He said, if I was through with you, you wouldn't be here tonight. You here for a reason tonight. You find out. You need to tell me all I'm going to do. I still got health in me. Come on now. You ain't never heard that before. You still healthy. You still got health in you. The life of God in you is your health. The Holy Ghost is your health. The new creature is your health on the inside of you. But if you keep listening at people and got your eye more on men than God, they tell you you're going down, down, down.
What a word.
20-something, 25 years ago, that man told me I pull that stuff off. Shoot, this stuff, I'm tired of all this stuff. I walk out of the room, he come and say, so, Mr. Thompson, you're probably going to die. I say, I see you. My trail's with me. I say, I see you. I got enough of this. Now, and I didn't know what I know now. I didn't know what I know now. I'm not going to say all I know now, right? Okay. But I didn't know. Tell my people health is not in flavor. Come on, turn Daniel 1:8. I'm going to close Daniel 1:8. Most people have let the world system make them a slave to flavor. Let me give you that again. I'm going to give you that again. You're going to hear this again. You're going to write something down. Type something on your phone. Tell my people health is not in flavor. Daniel 1:8. He purposed not to defile himself. And he came out healthier than everybody else. If you read the 9:10, yeah, he came out better than everybody. Most people let the world system make them a slave to favor. To flavor. Come on. Y'all come on. Online, come on. All right, I just want to make sure we got the truth here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Two more now. We are dealing with life and death situations. Look in Deuteronomy 30:19. We're dealing with life and death situations. Tell Donnell, get ready, because I'm going to be hitting the car in a few minutes. Deuteronomy 30, is that a voice? 30:19? I called heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you. You're doing it right now. Life and death, blessing and curse. I'm setting it before you right now. Right here at Word of Life Christian Center. Therefore what? See, don't come automatic. Choose life. That both die and now see me. Now, I talked to my son. I said, y'all too heavy. They know they are. Two youngest sons, Junior, working on it. I told my trailer, I had a phone call today, a conference call. I was in another place, but I called them conference call. I said, now you all know what you got to do. See, I'm like that with my family too. See, because I'm not, you know what I say, I'm not emphasizing on weight, but I'm emphasizing on health. So if they don't eat right, my grandchildren are not going to eat right. Paul is not planning on being a failure. Amen. And that's the way I am with my family. I'm straight up with them. And you can't come in. He ain't told his family nothing. Oh, yeah, I told him. And I'm going to keep telling them. They can do it. They love God. They love me. Do it for God. Do it for me. You too. I'm talking to you too. I got a bunch of sons and daughters. So we said death and life are in the power of the tongue. But I want, oh my, look what the Lord told me. Somewhere in the scripture say, take heed what you hear. Death and life is in the power of the ear too. And the system been using our ears to tell us what's so great, but they're not telling us what's behind it. You got it? You got it? So you leave here wearing the health anointing without measure. Don't be condemned. Satan, you're going to try everything. Resist him in the name of Jesus. Satan, I resist you in the name of Jesus. And I receive what was taught me tonight. How many of y'all learned some things tonight? All right. Here's my offering. I'm gone.